T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What did Kevin Durant tear?
His Achilles.
He got drafted by the Bengals.
Achilles Smith?
Hey, well, it's alleged right now that he tore his Achilles.
Achilles.
He put that Spanish on him.
Not again.
Achilles.
That's how you say it.
It ain't February, but it ain't Achilles.
Achilles.
That's how you say it.
Ira Winderman is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He is being gracious enough to grant us his presence on what is a big NBA reactionary Tuesday. So here is Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. He covers the Heat and the NBA. Hello, Ira.
Hello, guys. I'll be Achilling it on this segment. So I'm good
yes,
to go.
If you could Achill it, we would genuinely appreciate it.
It sounds like I just walked into Hochman's Pizzeria, but I'll move forward from here.
I want an Achilles. What did he tell you? He's Achilles.
What up, Wario? I'm done with you, Mario. Exactly.
Dr. Luigi has exactly. Reported it. Thor is Achilles.
It's a terrible thing, and now we're all out of jobs.
There's so much to dissect from last night's game. First of all, you know, without giving you our opinions, I don't know if you listen to the first 2 hours of the show, but without giving you our opinions, your take on the injury itself, do you lay any blame on the medical staff, the front office staff, or do you say, hey, this is an athlete who chose to play and he ended up getting injured?
I lay the blame on the continued thin-skinned sort of nature of athletes to take criticism personally, number one, and number two, on how every sports show has become you have to take a take. So it can't simply be Kevin Durant is injured. Whenever he's healthy, he'll play again. It has to be, should Kevin Durant play? Why isn't he playing? Kevin Durant can't play. They can't let him play. And I honestly think this might be one of the first cases of an athlete letting himself get caught up in the conjecture of everyone having an opinion what he should do and the swirl reaching a point where he felt he had to make a definitive decision one way or the other. I think this really is the result of all the shows we're having now. You see it in the news cycle. You see it on those debate shows, whether it's CNN or Fox or MSNBC, that I think people listen too much sometimes. And I think Kevin Durant and the Warriors and Kevin Durant's teammates let it affect them too much.
But even to that point, Ira, it's a great point, but I would put it back on the Golden State medical staff to save a player from himself, almost like Chris Bosh, where Bosh wants to play, but no sure. NBA team will sign off on him.
Okay, but Chris Bosh wanted to play, and the Heat medical staff said no, even though, let's face it, there were so many times, Channing, when Chris Bosh could have helped the Heat, including that seven-game series against Toronto, that would have put him in the Eastern Conference Finals. So let's turn this around, and let's look at the whole scenario. Kevin Durant is a free agent that, for all we've heard, we still know that to some degree the Warriors would like to keep him also, even if you had him off in New York or the Clippers or somewhere else. So you can say in a vacuum what the right thing to do from a team standpoint would be, Channing, but what if you knew that this guy really wanted to play and would forever hold a grudge against you if you didn't let him go and play in the NBA Finals and still have a chance to win his third straight Finals MVP? So I think they felt themselves in a pressure situation also. What if we find out later, just like Chris Bosh, he said something that I wanted to play, they wouldn't let me, you know, and Chris Bosh didn't talk to the Heat for almost a year because of that. I think it put everyone in a difficult situation, especially because he's an impending free agent.
Yeah, I made the point earlier in the show, you know, I kind of look back at the Derrick Rose situation. I mean, the Chicago Bulls staff all but told him, you can play. You're cleared, but you can play.
Right.
And he chose not to. He felt that he wasn't ready. He chose not to play. And I kind of believe USA just scored another goal, by the way. Fire off something patriotic, Solana. Go ahead quickly. USA. If everybody had an ocean. Surfing USA? All right. It's got USA in the...
Best he could do.
Yeah, that's all right. That's Is this patriotic, Ira?
You know what? It might not be patriotic, but what they're doing to poor Thailand is just sort of absurd out there. I mean, every time I turn the TV channel over, it's like another goal.
Thinking about betting it, and they were a 5.5 goal favorite. So I can't lay 5.5 goals in soccer, but
You know what? You got 40 minutes left, and you got the first four already.
Yeah. No, maybe we should have bet that. We bet Golden State last night, by the way. The last second pick 'em.
Boom.
I was saying, like, Derrick Rose, he chose not to play, and so I think that with Kevin Durant, like, he's certainly got more cachet in the league than Derrick Rose, and I believe that if he really did not want to play or felt that he wasn't able to play, he probably wouldn't have. I don't think they pressured him to play, but like Crowder said, you know, maybe just the fact of clearing him then kind of opens up the door for, you know, a year later. Well, he was cleared and he didn't play. Such a sticky situation.
Yeah, you can't win either way. I think what this does, and Channing knew this was trending this way anyway, I think second opinions and non-team medical officials will get much more involved in these kind of things going forward. As you know, there are plenty of players you've seen who go and visit other teams' doctors or go to independent doctors. And you know, you've seen the pushback from teams. Well, our staff said he can play, or they leak it to reporters or something like that. I think this just sort of confirmed that the second opinion, even today, Kevin Durant did not go for his MRI in the Bay Area. He went to New York for his own MRI opinion. So it just shows you, I think it's going to move out of the team purview. Here's my question, guys. Players now are getting $40 million contracts. Players now during the regular season will earn $500,000 per game. It would seem the team should be involved if you're going to pay someone $500,000 not to play, right?
Yeah. That's a lot of damn money, Ira, for you not to be involved in it.
I'm saying this whole thing is, and then you have the other part of the equation. You have Kawhi Leonard this year skipped 22 games. He missed a quarter of the NBA season. Is that the new norm where every day we're driving down to the arena and we got to listen to Hockman and Crowder to find out if this is a day when some team's star is playing? Oh, no James Harden today. He's in his load management. No Kawhi Leonard with whoever he's playing for. He's in load management today. This also opens a big can of worms for Adam Silver when it comes to players playing through injuries and players not playing at all, the length of the schedule and the demands on the players.
And talking about the big money, KD was up to get that next deal in free agency this offseason, Ira. With this injury, he was attached to the Knicks, and then now with AD wanting to go to the Knicks, he was going to be one of the first dominoes to fall in free agency. How does this injury affect this offseason?
Well, first of all, he has $31 million player option for next year. So if it's hideous news when they find out about something
like
that.
Hold on, Ira. Yes, USA just scored. Yeah, you got anything patriotic back there, Solana?
Long time ago.
What?
I can still
bye, Miss American Pie.
It's American Pie,
right?
You got me, Ira.
America in it.
But I mean, born in the USA is what I'm looking for, really. And I don't, or party in the USA, or like this just doesn't feel very celebratory.
Yeah, but did you just see the latest sign? I think they thought you bet the game because there's a sign in the crowd in France now that says "Do it for Hockman." So apparently,
one more goal, one more goal, and they cover. All right, go ahead, Ira. I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
I
carved out time from my day for this.
It's a lot easier when we're dealing with donuts. No, what I was saying about Kevin Durant.
When you texted me that you were willing to come on today, did you think we were going to do a serious sports show?
What could I possibly be thinking? Durant has a $31 million player option for next season. So if it comes back horribly wrong, he just opts back in and gets the money. But you know what, Channing? I spoke to someone when LeBron was doing all those short contracts with the Cavaliers. Remember the 1 year and a player option and people are going, he's leaving all the money on the floor, on the table. People were... Is that another one?
I couldn't tell if that... Oh, my goodness. Do you have anything patriotic, Solana? 6-0. I didn't know if I was watching a replay or not. I'm like, it couldn't have happened that fast.
Yeah,
go ahead. I like that you stopped, though, because you're watching the game, too. Solana, something patriotic.
I have nothing else. I mean...
That's impossible. You had two songs? You had Surfing USA and American Pie?
Why are they scoring so many goals? Just let me work.
I'll get Born in the USA on my phone here, and I'm going to play it off my phone.
I'll let you guys work on it. Let me know what my cue with him now. Every time they show a replay, I think it's another goal.
Yeah, that's crazy. 6-0.
And what did you think about Thailand pulling the goalie at 3-0?
Off my phone. I'm producing the show now off my phone.
Ad lib out of
Ira. Yeah. Woo! 6-0 USA leading Thailand, 54th minute.
And Hop, this is the beauty of AM radio.
All right, go ahead before they score again.
You're right. I got to start really fast all of a sudden. So LeBron knew even with the short contract he was going to get his money. Right now, if you're asking me, would Kevin Durant not get the same deal from the Knicks or the Nets or the Clippers? He would. He still would get a 4-year contract, even if a team knew they weren't paying him for the first year. So I don't think this will affect him financially as long as it's not, and I don't think it would be, a career-ending injury. Most of the bad Achilles stories we've seen, dating back to Elgin Baylor, or even Kobe was 34, Patrick Ewing was 36, those were older players trying to get back. KD is 29 right now. So Channing, I think he'll get the exact same deal. I think the Knicks would give him the same 4-year contract they were previously thinking, even if it looks like most of these Achilles.
Is that real? Is that real? That's another goal that just happened. Do you have anything? You don't have anything, Solana? All right, I got Miley Cyrus here. Hold on. Party in the USA. It's 7-0 USA leading Thailand, 55th minute.
Do they have as many players as us? It's ridiculous.
You don't have any songs, Solana. I just got to hold my iPhone to the microphone all afternoon.
But it's Channing, and you guys know now that once you're 7-0, the other team's allowed to use his hand.
I feel like Mike Ryan. I feel like Mike Ryan would have the songs ready, Solana.
Oh, don't do that to Solana.
He's going to cry tonight.
He loves Mike Ryan.
I know. Let's all sing it together.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's song was on. In the party in the USA. And, all right, go ahead, Ira.
Because there's just a ton of continuity right here. So I think he won't be hurt financially. Obviously, emotionally and physically, will. It's about a 10-month injury. So if you do the math from now, you're probably talking about him coming back next February or so. So I think a team still would go ahead and they still would offer that kind of money and still give him a max contract. I just wonder now if Golden State, even if they weren't thinking about it before, just comes in with the full amount of money and says, you know what, no matter what, you can have anything you need from us and all the support you need with the injury. It does change that equation.
Do you think it changes what he plans on doing, though? I think it might.
Yeah, I think it might. I think he might wind up staying there. Look, what happened with Bob Myers and the way he put that thing yesterday and showed a connection, like if the Warriors needed to make a pitch for how much they cared about Kevin Durant, it was a horrible circumstance, Hawk. But the way the Warriors have come through and his teammates have come through and talked about the cheering in the stands and how horrible it was, I think Kevin Durant has a brotherhood with the Warriors that I'm not sure he thought he had before this latest injury, yeah?
And I remember to the game last night, thing on Nick Nurse, everybody was on him. That timeout with 3:05, I'm not too upset by it. I knew he messed up the momentum. My problem was him not calling a timeout on that last possession and Kyle Lowry shooting the game-tying shot and hitting the side of the damn backboard.
Yeah, the timeout, you know, again, there's a rule. You only keep 2 timeouts in the last 3 minutes. The whole point of the season with Kawhi Leonard was to keep him fresh. So if you had a timeout that was going to get extinguished otherwise, I totally saw that it made sense to give Kawhi the rest, even if they were on that run, so you could play him to the finish and he wouldn't be exhausted. That amount of time left in a 1-point game when you can get fouled going to the basket, when you don't need a 3, it made no sense. If that ball goes in, they win by 2. If he shoots a 2-pointer, they win by 1. It just didn't seem to be the right shot at the right moment. Look, Kawhi got doubled. He had to get off the ball. We've been through this with LeBron already. You send enough bodies to someone, you have to make the right play. The shot was there, and then it wasn't there, but you know what? You have to have a better play. Nick Nurse has done a lot of really good to that point. But you know what? The fact that they even got that shot because of the backcourt violation and the moving screen, I mean, they were even gifted to be in that position.
Quickly, before we run out of time, what do you think is going to happen now the next 2 games? Because I feel like Golden State's have a little resurgence here.
I think the Warriors can ride the emotional wave in their fans in Game 6. I think Toronto would show that they had it going anyway. Now they won't have those Kevin Durant 3-pointers to open the game. I think the Raptors take it in Game 7. I think the NBA gets exactly what they want. They get this unbelievable 7-game series, only 4 days until the NBA draft after that, only a week until free agency. The NBA really keeps keeps the whole thing rolling. So, look, it's good for the NBA, even though it's awful for Kevin Durant and the Warriors, but it's become the series we weren't sure we thought we were going to see.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you that date. So what is the date of free agency? Like, when does that start?
June 30th at 6 p.m. They were going to make it the old midnight July 1st, and they said, you know what, that's kind of stupid. So that's Sunday, 6 o'clock on June 30th it starts. So we really have a busy calendar because the draft is the 20th, and then you get to free agency starting on the 30th.
Oh, a little save there by the tie goalie. It was almost another goal while you were on the air with us. Ira Winderman, what a treat on a Tuesday to have you join us and talk a little NBA.
And I enjoyed my three non-soccer moments. Thank you, guys.
See ya. Ira Winderman, that was excellent. Yeah, any songs lined up, Solana? Because there's like there's 30 minutes left in this game.
I'm struggling back here, man.
I mean, what are you struggling with? I gave you a list of songs.
Right, but I have to get them.
All right. Well, bro, where you going to Peaches? Like, where are you going?
These U.S. girls are towering over these little girls from Thailand.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is, now you know why that they were 5.5 goal favorites.
Okay, like, this looks ridiculous.
So what, I don't even know how the World Cup works. So two countries from this group will advance in all the groups?
Right, so there's four teams in a group, and two advance, so two get eliminated.
Okay.
We can do the math.
You got it? Like,
that I didn't, I mean.
What are you talking about?
I said,
you got
two,
it.
Well, there's four in a group. I said do two advance, and you said, yeah, two advance, two get eliminated. But that one, we kind of figured that out.
Where do they go? Like, what would happen with them?
Well, if there's four.
Get some
right,
USA
we got
songs.
You.
Can you just get some patriotic songs? Radio.com. Radio.com. 7-0 still, USA leading Thailand. I guess they'll kind of throttle it back at this point, Solana.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Although, like,
I don't know, I may have spoken too soon.
It's 14 people down there.
They are ruthless. Team USA, ruthless. Goodness gracious. They are trying to score. Well, I guess that's why you're there.
Don't that doesn't like add up? Don't the points add up in the group and
right.
stuff?
Goal differential.
But, I mean, seven. Although, I guess there's other patsies there. So, I guess yeah. You do need as many goals
right.
as...
The disparity between, like, the top teams and then Thailand's of women's soccer is pretty
right.
big, obviously. Pretty long,
USA, so. Are they the overall favorite?
I would say no. I think France, going into this tournament, not only because it's in France, but I think they just have the stronger side this year.
But they got Puig. I just saw the girl's name.
I didn't know. I had no idea what you meant, even.
I was going to try to go with Alice, Solana, you know, have the soccer talk. I don't know. I know they got the big lady with the gray little bob. She's real good.
They all have, Team USA all has similar hairstyles to Solana.
Yasiel?
Am I lying?
I do.
Right? My right hand to God, I went to our new studios today. I know technically the city is Miami, but what area is that?
I think it's a little Haiti. What are you doing over there?
Stop being
you, man.
Chernobyl.
God, something. Hey, man, put your shirt over your face.
Excuse me. I don't think you want to see that either. It's a lose-lose.
That navel's going to come out.
That is a lose-lose, brother. Somebody texts in, by the way, USA is the overall favorite, and they add in, you ass clown. So, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I was asking Solana. But
Megan
that was...
Rapinoe, very famous.
All right, don't drop names.
Megan just... Rapinoe chose France to win the whole
that
thing.
That doesn't
Megan,
mean...
Women's soccer legend, Megan Rapinoe, okay, didn't choose the United States. But no, this texter knows more about soccer than okay. Megan Rapinoe.
I also believe her name is Rapinoe.
Megan Rapinoe.
I don't like, honestly, you're talking about a soccer legend and you're wearing a soccer jersey right now, and I believe it's Rapinoe.
It's not.
I believe it is.
You don't be knowing, man.
Right. Yeah,
you say,
I'm with,
I don't know.
Hey, I'm with him. You don't be knowing.
He doesn't.
So anyway, what was I saying? I go down to the new studios.
It's in Little Haiti.
What was I saying, though? What was the... Oh, so no joke. My right hand to God. I meet two of our engineers down there, Ruben and Laz. They do not work in this building. They work in the old 790 building, which is just north of us. They don't know many people here, but they're, you know, they're getting this new building, all these new studios ready for us to broadcast from. It's going to be all seven radio stations down there, these huge new facilities. And they don't know anything about anything, but we have lunch afterwards, me, Ruben, and Laz. And they say, oh, what happened with your producer? I saw that, you know, you tweeted or, you know, Instagram that he left. And I said, oh, blah, blah, blah. And they said, so who's producing your show now? And I said, Solana. I don't know if you know him, Solana. And they said, oh, I think I know him from promotions or something. He may have done promotions. You do in the old building, in the other building?
Yeah, it's how I got into Entercom doing promotions.
And then one of them, I forget if it was Ruben or Laz, said, that's the dude with that weird hair thing going on, right?
Yes.
And so the other dude, they're both big guys. Big. They're like, what do you mean the hair thing? And they're like, yeah, like buzz cut almost on his hair, but then a flippy ponytail coming straight out of his head.
A little Tweety Bird.
Yeah. So that's how you're known in the other building by the engineers. But you're sticking with it. You love it.
Love it.
Girlfriend loves it.
Loves it.
People around town, they love it.
Not really.
People around town, like we're in Mayberry. Auntie B, she loves it.
How's the pharmacist like it?
Everybody knows their pharmacist, right? So, anyway, I was at the new studios.
Like if Laz has great hair.
You can see, oh, you mess with Laz. Laz will crush you like a grape. Like a grape.
Big dude.
Big dude and no tolerance for that.
But you know what that means, right?
See who I'm pointing at?
Listen, he talks trash when people aren't around.
That is true.
He does it to me when we're out the studio.
Ruben and Laz, when I used to work in the old building, when they would fire someone, Laz's job, in addition to being the IT guy and engineer, was to stand in the doorway as they were letting someone go and then shadow that person throughout the building as they gathered their stuff. That because that dude was not going to let anything happen.
Fake tough guy.
Hey, is that job up?
You want that job?
Hell yeah. Does he get more money for it?
My guess is, just based on the new facility that I saw, they're going to need to do that several times
to pay
for all the equipment. So if they need, you may want to put your name in there.
I'm telling you, I'm going to go down there during the break.
And then if they say no, you kind of know. If you don't see the mark at the table, you're the mark.
No,
Channing, we don't need you to do that. But I'm the biggest guy here. We're good.
They better call some people to sit to fire me.
I saw the...
I'm not going easy. I'm kicking everything on the way out.
Yeah, when the Dolphins cut you,
yeah,
this dude wanted a check right now.
On it now.
Jeff Ireland said, well, we don't have the check right now. We're going to send it to you. Mm-mm. Nope. I'm not leaving this facility until you give me a check right now.
Channing, that's not how it works. Like, we're gonna distribute them in 2 weeks. Nope. You owe me $250,000. I want my money.
Were they able to get that check that moment?
No.
I just wanted
Jeff Ireland to run around the building for 20 minutes and inconvenience himself.
Were you hot when you said it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I do, honestly, and when I'm in a business setting and I get mad, I get real official.
Goal! 8-0, Team USA. What is this?
Like a Looney Tunes version or something.
This is Yankee Doodle Dandy.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. What kind of version is this, though?
Looney Tunes.
It's Paul Jabara.
Is it like the Weather Girls?
Oh, that was Alex Morgan that scored.
I think she has like 8 goals.
I interviewed her on radio one time. You don't think we interviewed her. I believe we
interviewed her. Crowder is convinced that we interviewed her.
We talked to this lady.
And I don't think it was me.
She was great. Informative. She loved talking to me. Because I did a whole bunch of research and act like I knew soccer and you made fun of me for it.
Well, that sounds like something
I was like, hey, overseas they have all these developmental camps and the U.S. don't have developmental camps. Do you think we should try to do what the international people? You remember that?
Hold on a second. You remember what you asked Alex Morgan however many years ago, but when Serena Williams came on, you called her Venus? Like, why couldn't you even remember the name of the
guy? Does Alex Morgan have a sister? If her sister's name was Alice Morgan, I could have confused him.
I still think it's Rapinoe, by the way. Or yeah, Rapinoe.
And I don't know. I'm trying to look up the favorite. I can't find it.
Who cares? So anyway, I visited the new facilities today in Little Haiti, and they're phenomenal. I posted video, if you want to see it. I'm very proud. I think I posted it on Instagram of the new kitchen, because I've railed so long on our kitchen and our vending machines. Now, the new vending machines are not in there, but it's not even going to matter, because there's a damn food hall in the building. So it's the Citadel building. You can see video. I posted Radio Mark Hochman on Instagram. So I'm guessing we're going to move in there within a month or two. But you see all the new studios that are being built. But this kitchen area, I could see where the vending machines are going. And there's this entire food hall on the bottom. I had lunch with Ruben and Laz today. And the place is, it's lively. Like, it's an up-and-coming neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But the building that we're in is lively. Like, there's all kinds of food offerings.
I've eaten downstairs.
Yeah.
It's like the Eataly situation where it's all the seating and all the places pushed against the wall. I'm more concerned with upstairs.
The rooftop bar.
Oh, boy.
This is going to be the nicest radio facility we've ever worked in and will ever work in. Because they don't
speak for yourself.
They don't make them like this.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, they don't make them like this. I've worked in radio for a long time. I mean, radio, as evidenced by the studio we're sitting in now. Radio is notoriously a dump.
I saw three baby raccoons downstairs earlier.
I'm choking on asbestos during this segment. Asbestos! It's 2019. This is the dying Apollo 13 space capsule. We are running out of oxygen. We need a Sherpa to deliver us canisters of oxygen. We're on the Everest ledge. And we need a Sherpa with an oxygen canister to help us get to 6 o'clock.
I don't know how the hell I know this, but a Sherpa is one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
That is, yes. That really is. You are correct.
I watched a 30 for 30 order or something.
It's a very dangerous job, but yeah.
Yeah. Man, they don't service a lot of black people.
We are going to be there, I'd say, in a couple of months. And somebody says you called her Dan Morgan during the interview. Dan Morgan.
Man, Alex Morgan. I'm going to go in my notes and see if I can find something.
That's funny. But yeah, so new building, it's coming together, and we're very excited. Oh, I got to give thanks, too. So the reason I was down in Miami today, I was having one of my eyes feels blurry. I'm going to Japan soon. And I just wanted to make sure that there was nothing wrong. And you know Dr. Lascano.
Oh,
he's
awesome.
You've met him before. Great dude.
Great guy.
That guy did my LASIK, and I always used to talk on the air all the time about Laser Eye Center of Miami. And so I texted him last night, and I'm like, something feels wrong in my left eye, and I'm leaving town soon. And he said, no, come on down. So I go down there today, and it's this beautiful facility, and Dr. Lascano is great, and his partner, Dr. Awad, is great, and they looked at my eyes, and everything's fine. I have a little astigmatism. I think we've done that radio segment, too. It's an astigmatism. That's one word, an astigmatism.
Yep.
People always think it's astigmatism.
Yes.
But it's an astigmatism. I think USA just scored again. 9-0. See there, finally. Finally, Solana. They're going crazy. 9-0.
Aren't they going a little overboard for the ninth goal of a game?
Yep.
Girl did a whole bicycle kick celebration.
79th minute. Team USA leading Thailand 9-0. Their first game of the World Cup.
Bro, them little itty-bitty girls in blue, they can't keep up with them.
You think? Is that your analysis after the 9-0 lead?
Just run past them. Get a penalty.
That poor goalie. That poor goalie, she's shell-shocked. But anyway, thank you to everybody at Laser Eye Center of Miami and Dr. Lascano, who is not just a great doctor, but a good friend and, you know, huge sports fan and whatnot. But I went down there.
Oh, you went straight to the top.
Straight to the top.
That's how you do it. Your eye
hurts. Straight to the top.
Call Lascano?
Yeah, Dr. Lascano had it going on.
I would go to Walgreens and get some drops first.
To the Walgreens. to the Walgreens.
I need to get your contact list, man.
So thank you, Laser Eye Center of Miami. That was genuinely appreciated. And check out my Instagram, Radio Mark Hochman. You'll see the video of our new radio facilities, which we are very excited to move into. Solana, we didn't even get to do your game yet, which you had promised us really around 3:45. Are we going to do it in the next segment?
Maybe.
How? Yeah, because I don't even know how we do it. So the whole premise of the game is that he surprises us with the game. They just scored again. They just scored again. It's 10-0. Again? All right, I'll give you a pass on that one. I mean, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. 10-0, Team USA leading Thailand.
Please tell me you saw that.
I did. I mean, what are you going to do? 80th minute.
10-0.
Please, no stoppage time. Can they take away minutes? Can they just go, game going to end in 5 minutes?
Hey, man, we could score on these girls.
You think we could? No chance.
I believe I can get me a goal.
I don't think I could run the length of the field.
Oh, we'd have to play half court, but is it half court soccer?
Can I do it in a lark?
You know, soccer's not played on a court, Channing.
The pitch.
Half field,
right.
Half pitch.
Pitch.
Just want to let you know.
I'm appreciate not running it. All the way down there. You see what I'm getting after? I'm going to jump on you today.
You're like, hey, Nick. Not running down there. Hey, Nick. All right, we got to go to commercial break before they score another goal.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
12-0 now. 12-0, excuse me.
I got to stop celebrating.
Team USA has put up a dozen goals
on
Thailand. Why are they trying to score in the 89th minute? They're up 12-0.
Come on, man.
Team USA will win their first game in round one here of the Women's World Cup.
Is there a way to run the ball?
Well, can't they just stand on it the way a basketball player would dribble it out? Like,
yeah, they could just hold it in their own side of the field, right, and just touch the ball to each other. What I was telling Crowder, though, is some of these girls, it's their first World Cup, right?
You want to get a World Cup goal.
Right.
Yeah.
And you want to cement your place in the record books. Like Carly Lloyd, if she scores 6 goals today, right, very easy competition, she could become the highest goal scorer ever in Women's World Cup history. Like, there's something to be said about that.
Yeah, I guess it would almost be, like, akin to, you know, you'd like to have scored a touchdown in a Super Bowl. Like, just to be able to say I scored a goal in a World Cup game, like, I guess that's a pretty good calling card if you're a soccer player.
But don't they plan for a month? Seriously, like,
things aren't going to be this easy all the time. Three minutes of stoppage time is coming your way, so could have 6 or 7 more goals here. 3 minutes of stoppage time. Well, that was fun. That was fun.
What Solana was saying is, like, these girls, like, they've done this. We know their names. They're famous. He was saying some of those girls from Thailand could have 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Yeah, no, totally different situation. Yeah, agreed. It's almost like, you know, in the Olympics, like the cross-country skiers, you know, for Team USA. Like, that's a big deal in certain countries. Yeah. Team USA, guy's a mailman. No, I'm not even kidding you. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a professional cross-country skier. Like, they have jobs,
yeah.
And then they also have their Olympic responsibilities. Fencing.
There's some silliness in this. That Olympics.
Yeah, there's some competitions where you go.
Who are they making this for?
Like, archery? You can't make a living being an archer, can you?
Sponsorships.
But, like, who would sponsor you? If you say an arrow company, I'm going to.
You knew my go-to. How you go new to me as soon as you ask me the question? Damn Bow and Arrow Company.
But don't they have that market locked up? Like, do they need that?
Maybe they need a spokesman.
Google advertises a lot. My son asked me the other day, he's like, does Google need to advertise?
Right off.
Like, I mean, it's an expense.
No, but business
expenses.
Did they
just score again? 13-0. Team USA is leading Thailand. 13-0.
Not playing any more music.
It's a marketing expense, a business expense. You'll get some of it back.
Yeah, but it's still an expense. I mean, if you spend $1 million, but you get 30% of it back, you've still spent $700,000.
It's why the rich people still buy all those charity trips.
No, but that's just using your money because you've got your money and you can be a donor to something. Like, does Google – look, I'm the biggest proponent of advertising that there is. Our entire careers are based off advertising.
I wish Google sponsored us.
The more advertisers, the better. But I do wonder if there's a point of diminishing returns for a company like Google. I don't need to be reminded to use them.
Yeah.
You tried to use Bing for a while. You were a this guy was a huge proponent of Bing.
I was trying to take the unbeaten path.
He was. He was rooting for the underdog. He's like, oh, we've got John Crotty coming on. Let me Bing him. I go, what? You're gonna what him?
Well, Bing him.
I'm gonna Bing him.
But what? You know what? With the Golden State Warriors, Rakuten. Have you seen that on there?
Yeah, on their jersey.
Have you ever looked it up?
Well, I've seen the television commercials for Rakuten or something.
Because some of those, like, I guess the point of it, you see it and you want to look into it. I never look into those.
Gotcha. But no, like, I think GoDaddy. Remember, GoDaddy, to me, their real coming out party was Danica Patrick and Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And you were curious. What is this GoDaddy? And you would go, and oh, I can register a website domain and blah, blah, blah. Like, advertising works. I can't even begin to tell you how many success stories I know from just radio alone of, wow, the phones really ring or the website really gets hits. Like, and this is a great thing. But I just wonder, like, how could Google even track that? Google makes something like $1 billion a day. I guess they got to spend their money somewhere. They're not going to sponsor a little league team. So you might as well do something a little more grand.
Have other companies where I shoot y'all a little money, but now you're a Google company.
Right.
So you'll encourage your people, like your whole company.
But do they need more encouragement? I mean, everyone uses Google.
What's better than one billionaire? Two.
Yeah, I guess so. The game is over. Now you can fire off some patriotic music. Team USA is a victor in round one, game one.
When you shake their hand.
Women's World Cup. There you go. 13-0. Team USA has defeated Thailand.
Just realized Megan Rapinoe's playing.
I think you were right. It is Rapinoe.
Yeah, but I thought she was an analyst.
No, she's playing.
Yeah.
She nice is hair. Playing. Rapinoe. Anyway, Team USA wins.
One of the girls from Thailand's pregnant.
Are you sure?
Look at 13. She's holding the baby.
I'm not co-signing that. Funky Buddha Happy Hour comes next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.